It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Someone, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're right in the middle of our theme week on five people who shaped Christmas.
Yes.
And today we're talking about Charles Dickens.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, wrote A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, big time.
And that was first published in 1843.
Okay.
So by the end of 1842, Charles Dickens was a well-established author with six major works, as well as several short stories, novellas, and other pieces.
Oh, novellas.
The seeds for the story became planted in Dickens' mind during a trip to Manchester to witness the conditions of the manufacturing workers, where he was angered by seeing children working in appalling conditions.
Yeah, that's not good.
The suffering he witnessed there was reinforced by a visit to one of several London schools set up for the education of the capital's street children.
Okay.
So he realized that the most effective way to reach the broadest segment of the population with his social concerns was to write a deeply felt Christmas narrative rather than put out a political pamphlet or essay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
So A Christmas Carol was written in response to British social attitudes towards poverty, particularly child poverty, and Dickens wished to use the story as a means to put forward his arguments against it.
Mm.
Now, this wasn't his first Christmas story. He'd actually written three Christmas stories before A Christmas Carol.
Really?
As the idea for the story took shape and the writing began in earnest, Dickens became engrossed in the book, writing obsessively for 6 weeks.
Huh.
He built much of the work in his head while taking late-night walks of 15 to 20 miles all around London.
My gosh.
Yeah. A Christmas Carol was first published on December 19th, 1843, with the first edition sold out by Christmas Eve.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, Mr. Dickens.
By 1844, it had gone through 13 printings.
Wow.
Yeah. So Dickens.
This was before Amazon, right?
This was well before Amazon.
So,
yeah. Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol during a period when the British were exploring and reevaluating past Christmas traditions, including carols and newer customs like Christmas cards and Christmas trees, which we talked about earlier this week and last week.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. In the early 19th century, the celebration of Christmas was associated in Britain with the countryside and peasant revels, disconnected to the increasing urbanization and industrialization taking place.
Hmm.
In A Christmas Carol, Dickens showed that Christmas could be celebrated in towns and cities despite increasing modernization.
Sure.
The phrase Merry Christmas had been around for many years. The earliest known written use was in a letter in 1534, but Dickens' use of the phrase in A Christmas Carol popularized it among the Victorian public. So people started saying Merry Christmas a lot more.
Well, it's so funny to think that there was a time when people didn't say that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Christmas has been around a long time, obviously.
Yeah.
But people didn't say Merry Christmas until this. Yeah.
The exclamation Bah Humbug also entered popular use in the English language as a retort to anything sentimental or overly festive, although Scrooge only says that twice.
Oh, that's really
only
twice?
He only says it twice, but it really made an impact.
It caught on.
It did. The name Scrooge became used as a designation for a miser and was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 1982.
So he just came up with the name Ebenezer Scrooge out of thin air.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild as well to think that Scrooge didn't mean that at some point.
The notion of white Christmas was popularized by Charles Dickens' writings. The depiction of snow-covered Christmas season found in A Christmas Carol was apparently influenced by memories of his childhood, which coincided with the coldest decade in England in more than a century.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Dickens advocated a humanitarian focus of the holiday, which influenced several aspects of Christmas that are still celebrated in Western culture. Dickens catalyzed the emerging Christmas as a family-centered festival of generosity.
Mm.
Shortly after the book was published, there was a rise of charitable giving happening in Britain, and many believe this was due to how the story was making people feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
The book made a big impact.
In 1874, author Robert Louis Stevenson, after reading Dickens' Christmas books, vowed to give generously to those in need, and in the early years of the 20th century, the Queen of Norway started sending gifts to London's children signed with Tiny Tim's Love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
So Dickens was the first famous writer to give public readings of his work, and his first reading was A Christmas Carol. Over the years, he read the tale in an abbreviated version 127 times until his death in 1870. You'd think he'd have it like fully memorized
by then. Cut it way down, though.
A Christmas Carol has never been out of print and has been translated into several languages. It was adapted for the stage almost immediately and has been adapted for film and television more than any of Dickens' other works.
Yeah, there's a lot of, when you type in movies kind of about, not necessarily called A Christmas Carol, but ones that are related to it. Like there's a movie with Bill Murray called Scrooge, which came out in the 80s.
There's the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Sure. There's always like ones that take the story and make them either modern or they take a twist on it. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right, you picked out a record to go along with Charles Dickens, did you, Sarah?
Well, since he kind of popularized the idea of a white Christmas, we're going to play White Christmas by the Drifters.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Drifters, White Christmas on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Charles Dickens.
Yes.
Who popularized the idea of having a white Christmas.
You sure did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, A Christmas Carol popularized the phrase Merry Christmas.
Charitable giving increased after publication of A Christmas Carol.
And A Christmas Carol has never been out of print since 1843.
1843. It's hard to believe that all those things, Merry Christmas, people didn't really say that before 1843.
Yeah.
The term Scrooge didn't exist before 1843. All these words and terms that are kind of part of our lexicon now that just didn't exist back then.
Yep.
And the White Christmas thing, too, wasn't even a big thing, you said, before the book.
Folks
want to learn more about Charles Dickens. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And here's the deal. If you want to know what Charles Dickens looked like, you should look it up, because I've read Tales of Tale of Two Cities. I've seen the Christmas Carol, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't realize what Charles Dickens looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of a surprise. Unique hair, that's for sure.
Well, it was a different time.
It was a different time. Still, unique hair. You must check it out. You can always, and if you watch on Facebook when we do this live, you can actually see pictures that we put up to go along with what we're talking about. So Facebook Live every day at 4:10. Plus, you can catch the archives up on YouTube. Search Sarah's Wiki Corner. They're all up there. It's brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, episode 4 of Your 5 People Who Shaped Christmas.
Absolutely.
Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 102.7.